Bananas Helped George by John and George Davison.
Bananas, little brother George, came home from school to spend his summer holidays on the farm with Bananas and Farmer Jones. George wanted to help, but he couldn't lift the heavy bales of straw or drive the tractors because he was still a very small gorilla compared to Bananas.
Cheer up, George! You may be a little, but there are many things you can do on the farm.
George had a big mug of hot chocolate and went outside to sit on a bale of hay to think.
What can I do? I'm really good at discovering things.
As George sat there pondering, Farmer Jones wandered by.
George, lad, can you go into their house and bring some eggs for our breakfast, please?
George took the basket and went into the hen house. It was dark and very smelly. There was hen poo everywhere. He quickly gathered the eggs and took them to Mrs. Jones.
Oh, thank you, George. Now you drink your hot chocolate and then you see if you can help Farmer Jones around the farm.
When he came back to finish his mug of hot chocolate, he sat back on his bale of straw and stared at the barn in front of him. George saw that the barn had lots and lots of pigeons roosting all along the roof. He also noticed that they were making a real mess of Farmer Jones's lovely red paintwork.
Those pigeons are very naughty, aren't they? I'm going to make a bird toilet. The birds will use it and the barn will stay clean and shiny. The hens will use it and the hen house will smell nice and fresh. This will be my greatest discovery.
For the next 3 days, George worked in secret in the barn, hammering and sawing and nailing until he had built his first bird toilet. He then painted it bright red and left the paint to dry. When it was ready, he took it into the barnyard and went to find Bananas and Farmer Jones. They both laughed when they saw his invention and heard his idea.
Oh, how will you ever get the birds to come down and use it?
Well, I painted it red because that's their favourite colour. I've put a comfortable perch along the top for them to sit on and I've given them a little bell to peck at when they're hungry. Then a little seed drops into the food tray for them. I've made it big enough for 5 or 6 birds so they can sit with their friends and chat. While they're there, their poo drops down into the bottom tray and keeps everything nice and clean. Once a day, I can empty the tray into the compost heap. It'll be so much fun for the birds. They'll tell all their friends and they'll all queue up to use it. If this works, we can make a brown one for the hen house. I think that's the hen's favourite colour.
Farmer Jones scratched his head.
Bananas, I do believe this will work. George has made a very great discovery.
For the next 2 weeks, George filled the seed tray and emptied the poo tray every day. He soon noticed that there was a growing line of pigeons waiting for their turn.
I think you have to make some more, George. This idea of yours is really working.
And that was how George spent his summer holidays. He made lots and lots of bird and hen toilets and even sold them to other farmers in the area. Bananas was very proud of his little brother.
What will you discover next, George?
Now if I can get pigs to sit on a long pole...
In that episode of The Adventures of Bananas by John and George Davison, Winnie Clark was the narrator. Bananas and Mrs. Jones, John Davison played Farmer Jones, and James Farrer was George. The music was by Will Tang, the programme was directed and produced by Richard Farrer, and it was a Silicon Bay production. Holding you in my arms, not there but never gone, some things you gotta hold on. Said nothing's wrong, I'm just traveling on.